One Man Family, now brought to you, transcribed every weekday night at this time by Captain, the newly improved antihistaminic tablet for the symptoms of colds and hay fever. Another fine, dependable product of Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Overheard between Henley and Fanny Barber on the terrace.
Fanny Barber, you've broken a confidence. You've told somebody that Elwood and Teddy are engaged. Fanny, you swore on your solemn word of honor that...
I didn't do anything of the sort, Henry. You asked me not to say anything, and I haven't. Except to Paul and Hazel.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, I'd like to call your attention to some bright red tablets in a bright red package that you can get from your druggist. I mean Tabcin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N. If you have hay fever or a cold, you'll want to try Tabcin right now. Tabcin is the improved antihistaminic tablet that can do more in relieving your misery. It is not just an antihistamine. Tabcin offers fast relief from the sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose, but it does more. Tabcin also acts quickly to relieve the headache that so often accompanies colds and hay fever. Further than that, Tabcin is a smooth-coated tablet. It is easy to swallow, and it leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. Yes, for the misery of hay fever or a cold, take Tabcin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabcin. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Chapter 3, Book 78. Day after tomorrow, Teddy Barber, Paul's adopted daughter, will arrive home from her long stay in Europe. The family, in the meantime, has, as a house guest, one Elwood Giddings, who confided to Henry that he and Teddy are engaged to be married. Now, at 2 o'clock on a pleasant September afternoon, Henry has just loaned his car to Elwood. And as the car backs out of the driveway at the family home, the head of the house of Barber returns to the terrace to join his wife.
There's an enterprising young fellow, that Elwood Giddings. I wish Cupid would take a leaf out of Elwood's book, Fanny. He has ambition and imagination, industry. Yes, I like it.
Henry, did you let Elwood take your car?
Yes, a good driver, Fanny. He backed out like an expert. You enjoy having him here, don't you, Fanny?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's willing to linger after a meal and talk a while. More than you can say for some of our own flesh and blood.
He's gone now, though.
Fanny, I suggested his running over to San Mateo to look around for a location for his dental office. And that's another thing in his favor, Fanny. He'll take suggestions, has an open mind, listens when you talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
I make suggestions to Clifford, and all I get is a yawn. If Clifford had half this young man's energy, he'd be vice president of something by this time, instead of still looking around for a job. Yes, at his age.
I didn't say anything.
Fanny, you like Elwood, don't you?
Oh, yes, Henry. He's in the very earnest.
I like him. I like him immensely. Worked his way through dental school, Fanny. Yes, told me that this morning. I admire a man that shows he means it. Yes, Clifford, with every advantage, nice home, college education paid for, never a moment's worry about creature comforts, made no use of him whatsoever.
Do you want Clifford to like Elwood?
Why shouldn't he like him? Elwood is going to be an intimate member of this family. He'd better like him.
You aren't being very diplomatic, Henry.
Yes.
If you go on holding Elder up as a good example, Clifford will end up answering you.
Nonsense. He ought to take a leaf from Elwood's book. But where is Clifford, anyway? Where did he go?
In the house, Henry. He just couldn't stand it anymore.
You're soaking me.
I don't know that I can blame him too much. The day you carry down at lunch, you act as though you thought more of Elwood than you do your own son.
Yeah, I was bringing out Elwood's enterprise, that's all, drawing him out. And by the way, you had me holding my breath there this noon.
Mm-hmm.
All that talk about engagements and marriages, I kept biting my tongue for fear you had left something out.
Well, I know better than that, Henry. I've kept secrets for years.
And if you ever should, I can. If it ever slips out inadvertently that you know that Elwood and Teddy are engaged to be married, I want you instantly to tell Elwood that I did not break his confidence. No, tell him you guessed it, because that's true, Fanny. And I want you to explain that if it ever slips out.
Well, isn't going to slip out.
Yes, it's typical for a woman to keep a secret.
Now, that's a fallacy. I've got some secrets from way back that you still don't know. You're the one that's going to give it away if anybody does. The way you carry on about Elwood, everybody in the family is beginning to wonder.
No, I'm not carrying on. I like him, that's all. I'm glad we're going to have a dentist in the family. If Hank turns out to be a doctor, we'll...
Hi, Grandfather. Hi, Daddy. Well, look who's here all dressed up.
Margaret, what a lovely little frock.
I'm going to a party. Mom said I could stop by and show you.
Oh, my. A young woman, Fanny. Oh, it breaks my heart. Here, my dear. Come here.
Oh, I can't stay house out in the car. I just ran in to show you.
Oh, you blind my eyes. Well, isn't she tall, Fanny? Well, you think you were going into college instead of starting high school this month.
Thank you, sir.
Margaret, you want to wear something of mine? I've got a little emerald pin that will be terrific with that dress.
Oh, girl, it's a gold ring. Oh, you want me to get it, Grandmother?
No, I know right where it is. You did your hair.
Mom.
Well, it's simply beautiful. I'll be right back.
Yes, yes. Oh, here, what do I see? Lipstick?
Just a little for a party, Grandfather.
Oh, 14 and lipstick.
Most of the girls even wear it to school.
Oh. You'll be grown up, engaged, married, and I'll be a great-grandfather before I know it.
Oh, Grandfather, listen. Can you keep a secret? Cross your heart and hope to die?
Yes.
I'll tell you a big, big secret, but you mustn't breathe a word of it to anybody.
Yes.
Cross your heart?
Yes.
Teddy is engaged to Elwood Jennings. They're going to be married. Teddy wants to announce it himself when she gets here Friday. Isn't it wonderful?
Who told you this?
Huh? I promise not to tell what I heard, but it's true.
Margaret, you'd better hurry. Frank's getting impatient out there. Now hold still.
Oh, Grandmother, thank you. I love that pin.
Henry, isn't that perfect?
Thanks, Dad. He said I'd stay too long. Thanks a million, Grandmother. See you later, Grandfather.
Well, say goodbye to her, Henry.
Yes. Fanny, Margaret knows. Margaret knows about Elwood and Teddy, about the engagement. My own secret whispered to me just now in complete confidence. My own secret.
Well, I don't see how...
Fanny, you told somebody. You swore on your solemn word of honor that...
I didn't do anything of the sort, Henry. You asked me not to say anything, and I hadn't. Except to Paul and Hazel.
Paul and Hazel.
Henry, I had to. They were putting the wrong interpretation on things. They thought Elwood was imposing on us. They were beginning to dislike Elwood. Henry, they promised not to breathe it.
But somebody's been breathing it. It's out, isn't it? Margaret knows it. How is it going to be for Teddy to come sweeping in ready for a grand surprise announcement and everybody knows it?
Well, the way to keep a secret is to keep it. Elwood shouldn't have told you in the first place.
The boy didn't mean to tell me, Fanny. It slipped out before he realized.
Then you shouldn't have let me guess it, Henry.
Let you guess.
You made it so plain I couldn't have missed it if I'd been an idiot.
Fanny, this has got to be stopped right now. We've got to step on this like a spark in the forest. We've got to, Fanny. My reputation with Elwood is at stake. Now, we've got to get in there to the telephone and call Hazel and tell her to stop spreading it around. Let's get to the telephone.
All right, Henry, all right.
Women can't keep a secret, never could. Go ahead, Fanny.
Oh,
women don't have anything to do but talk. Can't trust them. Here, I'll get the number for you.
Oh, my.
He's going to stop right here. That's all there is to it. I'm not going to have an anti-climax on Friday for Elwood and Teddy. Not going to have it, that's all. Here, you talk to him.
Hello.
We'll step on this like a forest fire.
Hazel?
You tell one person and there you go. It's gone.
Hazel?
Get out of hand. Spread like wildfire.
Henry, I'm trying to talk to Hazel.
Huh?
Hey, Hazel? Yes, it's a very sweet dress. Oh, yes, lovely. I've got to take my emerald pin to go with it. Oh, and we stop pacing around. Your father is pacing around. He's got me so excited I hardly know what I'm doing.
Get down to it, Fanny. Tell her.
Hazel, a dreadful thing has happened. What? Oh, no. Nothing like that. Nobody's hurt.
Here, let me out.
Well, don't grab the phone right out of my hand, Henry.
Here it is. Hazel, Margaret knows about Elwood and Teddy. I say Margaret knows that Elwood and Teddy are engaged. Yes. Well, he just told me. In complete confidence, my own secret. Well, somebody told her. Well, where did she hear it then? I'm not speaking sharply to you, Hazel. I just want to know where she did hear it if you didn't tell her.
Henry, you'll be sorry you talked this way.
What? Told Daniel?
It's pretty hard to keep a secret from your husband, Henry.
Oh, you haven't told Daniel. Oh. Nobody. Hmm? Oh, all right, Hazel. All right, my dear. Yes. When she gets home, ask her where she heard. Yes. Well, then, it won't go any further, you don't think, eh? No, I don't either. It's safe with us. Nobody knows it but you and your mother and Paul and Margaret and me. We'll confine it to ourselves, and it'll be all right. Yes. Well, goodbye, Hazel. He didn't tell Eddie.
And you don't have to worry about me. I won't tell anybody either.
Huh? How long have you been sitting there?
It's safe, Dad. That's one I won't tell anybody. You can count on that.
Yes, all right. Now then, listen. I wanted to tell you so much. I've been biting myself. Now you know that Elwood's going to be in the family. You change your attitude towards him. Well, that complete indifference at Munchkins, very unmannerly. I didn't like it at all.
Now,
yes, yes. Let's have a new attitude towards Elwood, Clifford, starting when he gets back this evening.
Okay, you'll have it, Dad. He's going to be in the family. I'll give him the full treatment. But I don't have to like it.
Paul will be here in a moment with further developments. Do you want fast relief from the misery of hay fever or a cold? The answer is yes, of course. So take Tabsin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin does more for you. First, Tabsin provides the benefits of approved antihistamine that relieves the sniffles, the sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. Yes, Tabsin does this, but it does even more. Tabsin offers fast relief from the headache that so often accompanies colds and hay fever. That's more complete relief. And further, Tabsin is a smooth-coated tablet that's easy to swallow and leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. So, for the misery of hay fever or a cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. Get Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, the bright red tablet in the bright red package at all drugstores. All right, Paul.
Dad tells me that Elwood Giddings borrowed his car to go over to San Mateo to look around for a possible location. That sounds as though he and Teddy have really planned the marriage beyond any question. Well, that's how it is with the Barbers today. Good night.
Here is a product you'll call the handiest bottle in the house. It's Bactine, spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E, the new household antiseptic made by the makers of Tabsin and Alka-Seltzer. When the children cut or scratch themselves, when Dad cuts himself while shaving, when hot grease splatters you in the kitchen, use Bactine. Bactine relieves the pain, helps prevent infection. Bactine is a clear, colorless liquid that does not stain skin or clothing, does not sting nor burn like harsher antiseptics, has a fresh, clean odor. Get a 30 or 70 cent bottle from your druggist. There is nothing exactly like Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you, transcribed every weekday night at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Tabsin. Tomorrow, Chapter 4, Book 78. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.